Shopping for groceries drives me bonkers. Not only are there dozens of new products every time I enter the store, but I don't know what half this stuff is. For instance, what the heck is spelt? I see spelt, pasta, crackers, cereal.
I know what you mean about the constant introduction of new products. But though spelt may be new to your grocery store, spelt itself isn't new at all. It's one of the oldest cultivated grains around, a relative of modern-day wheat. It's believed to have been first cultivated around 5000 BC.
If it's so old, then why haven't I heard of it before?
Modern wheat has been bred to make it easy to grow and harvest, whereas spelt retains many of its original qualities. The outer husk that encases the seeds of spelt remains attached at harvesting rather than separating easily as it does in modern wheat. This bulkiness makes spelt more difficult to process.
So why reintroduce spelt? Is it better than wheat?
Well, this tough encasing that has long been considered a nuisance is also the reason for renewed interest in spelt. It protects the kernel from pollutants and insects. Also, it locks in nutrients and maintains freshness. Spelt is high in fiber, and it's higher in protein and B-complex vitamins than wheat.
What about taste? Nutrients, protein, fiber, that's great. But if it tastes bad, count me out.
Spelt has a nutty flavor that has made it popular in Europe for the last several hundred years. In fact, it may have been in your grocery store all along, but under other names. For instance, the Italians call it farro.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Herbert Ohm at Purdue University. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.